return a moment.
I just remember thinking that was the cutest thing I'd ever seen.
Where you learn that?
Velasquez and Nikila used to do it. Yes, it is awkward turtle moment. Well, why are turtles having to be awkward? Like, I wonder why.
I know. I've always. How do you feel about turtles? Because I love.
I like turtles.
I just think they are the cutest things I've ever seen. Yeah. Nemo helped because Crush and Squirt were adorable.
In fifth grade, our teacher had pet turtles.
For real?
Yes, we used to love those turtles.
But did I ever have a glass pet? I don't think I ever had a glass pet.
They were steak, though. That's why I never even wanted to
come before. Did y'all do the thing where y'all took them home?
Hell no. Oh.
I wouldn't have sent y'all home with my turtle anyway, child.
Right, I don't care. Fuck that.
Monty told me this story about, I think it was a turtle she had. She had told me she had a turtle and she ended up killing it because she made his bath water too hot. She was like running water, I guess, to give him. But I don't think turtles bathe. I don't even think they bathe like that. Or maybe she was. I was like, so you ended up making turtle stew. I think she like put it on the
Because to be fair, they are steak, so you would be like, damn, you need a bath. That's how steak they were.
Oh, kids don't eat pets.
Well, Cardi said pussy smell like turtle tank. Like that shit is a thing. That shit
is steak. No! What song is that?
But ran down on a bitch twice. That song.
Oh, her most iconic. The most iconic line.
Mad at me, but your pussy smell like turtle tank. Like, oh my god, I can't lie because I know what turtle tank smells like. Whoa, that smells bad. Like, that's what I remember when I heard the song. I'm like, oh yeah, that smells bad.
Fucking turtle tank. You are so
almost worse than fish tank. Like, Jesus. Just
fish tank. We had fish when I was a kid, but that's like really it. Turtle tank? Now y'all making me. I used to really want a turtle. Like, a little baby. Jesus.
Have you ever seen an albino little turtle? Oh, consider. My God.
No, never in person.
It's so cute. It used to be some type of reptile store. I can't remember if it was on, like, Beach Boulevard and somewhere on the south side. But I remember I think I went in there with Christopher once. Long, long time ago. And they had a whole bunch of little baby turtles. And it's me looking at him like,
we gotta get one.
They have to come home. They want a home. We need to get them a home.
It's giving Philadelphia. It's
giving. When he came home with that llama, bitch, what are you doing? And them ducks.
Oh, it's them ducks for me.
They did not want to let the ducks go, and I thought that was so cute.
It was, because they all had their own duck.
They had attached, was it to Claire or to Haley?
Claire. Phil was pissed. Because I guess Claire was there when they hatched. That's what. Phil was. He was on the phone with driving Lily.
I gotta watch that episode.
Them are my people. I know I have said this before, but them are people, and I'm going to stick beside them.
They are so great.
I could find out the whole cast was racist, and low-key, I still wouldn't get it.
I'm still going to have to watch it on the low.
It's like a meme of a guy, and he's like at a basketball game, he's like secretly eating. I know you've seen this meme. Russell Westbrook.
That's the
meme with Modern Family, if I ever find out the people are racist.
I remember when Chick-fil-A, that whole thing came out, and then people was talking about me and my sandwich from Chick-fil-A on the side.
You remember I was on my little crusade for
yes.
like a year? Yes. And then finally, because, I mean, listen, there's so few that we're getting to our 30s. And I just feel like I really need to slow down with a lot of this fast food that we be eating, that we used to eat when we were 21, 2, whatever, 19. And I just feel like Chick-fil-A got, you know, the best to offer as far as, like, the fast food lane. So
I said this the other day. I said my happy weight caught up to me. But I was like, bitch, you are not that happy. I don't understand. So now I was like, bitch, that's from eating all the goddamn Popeyes and Hardee's.
Oh, is that what it is? Because you be going, Mo be leaving work every day to go to lunch.
I'm like, bitch, what are you doing?
The whole point of working from home. The way we was at Chick-fil-A every day in the office. Every day.
Chick-fil-A, Moles, and what else?
We used to sometimes get from that Japanese spot. Where else we used to eat from? Sometimes I would order a lot of Panera to the office.
It's me. I was like, bitch, that's where the weight come from. This ain't no happy weight, ho. This is fast food. This is your ass sitting on your ass. You ain't worked out in forever. That junk caught up to me so fast. Like, I'm scared. I'm trying to be so funny. I was like, bitch, I'm getting the scale. I'm still 150 something.
I'm brave with that scale business. I don't do that.
I'm on the scale. But I got on there and that shit humbled me so quick. I was like, Bitch, you gained back the 10 pounds that you just lost. Well, I lost it, obviously, because I was sad and whatnot. But, bitch, just see that shit back. Everybody,
she lost it because she was sad, which is not ideal.
I used to tell you a long time ago, I was like, bitch, I can't wait to be depressed so I can lose all this weight.
And it was me thinking he was joking, but you was being so serious.
That was like, I'm like, that's the easiest way. Get sick or be sad.
And who wants to be those?
I don't know which one it's going to be. I don't want to be sick because, you know,
right, gross.
Nobody wants that. But sadness, it's only up from there. So, I'll take that.
You're not.
I'll take it. And I did.
Wait a minute. Now this bitch said it's only up. First of all, that makes sense. And I don't like that. I'm complaining. What the hell?
That should bring some warmth to someone's heart. Like, well, you know what? It's only up from here.
Okay, but who, at the same time, it's like, when you get back happy and you gain the weight, where are you left?
Back to sadness and hope to God I get it off of me again.
Okay, so...
I have to work out now and really cut out the fast food, which hard.
Very, very, very hard. Don't like cooking.
It's just convenient and it tastes good. I was at Popeye's every day for like a whole week. I would not forget that.
Heavy on the convenience. It's me who be getting, you know what I mean? I get embarrassed. After like the third day of me being like, yeah, mama ordered for Kimberly.
I pulled up the heart and she was like, oh, you early today? Bitch, you're in my business.
You are in my business.
And give my ketchup hoe.
Like, listen, I will never come back to your establishment again. Please don't call me out like that. Please, just let me get my food in peace.
Wow, she knows me.
She said you early today.
And let me tell you, I started going to Hardee's for lunch because I had a friend of mine who ate a burger and it looked so good. I was like, bitch, I'm going to try that. I literally went and got off the phone and went right up to Hardee's, me and Camille. Uh-huh. And we got exactly what he ordered. And I was like, this shit hit. And with Hardee's, for some reason, nobody really eats there for lunch. So there's never no line, no wait. I was like, bitch, this could be my new spot.
Because when you told me that, I was like, Hardee's. But Loki, but I always hear that. That's the crazy thing. Is I always hear people say, y'all, Hardee's be slapping on the lunch. I hear people say that all the fucking time.
I fuck with the breakfast, but it's that fucking lunch. I never really did it. You know, they got like tacos. They got like a Mexican menu. It's like a half and half.
Really?
They had it for years.
What?
I never had a taco.
That's how much I know about Hardee's. I don't know anything about Hardee's. But you know, that's exactly how it happened because when I started eating at Burger King every goddamn day, first of all, I ain't had Burger King in literal years. Like, it's been at least 5 years. And I'm pretty sure it's been even longer than that. But I was watching a movie and the guy on the main character on the movie was like eating a Whopper. And I was like, damn, that looked kind of good. I had a Whopper. I had that one and I went back every day for the rest of the week.
I'm like, why do I do that? I find something good. I'm like, bitch, I gotta eat this every day now.
Now I'm ashamed. But you know what? It doesn't last for long. I mean, how long did your Popeye's run last?
Popeye's my shit. And it was crazy. I used to fuck with the mashed potatoes times 10, but now, bitch, red beans and rice, me please. Mm. That's all I need. That's all I want.
Red beans and rice, woo! Please. Okay, well, how long did the Hardee's stint run?
Hardee's probably about a week. I used to go there for lunch. Just for the simple fact that there was no line. I'm like, this is cool.
That's how I feel like how
but
long
breakfast, I would say breakfast was, that was a minute.
Oh. I was what you get from breakfast?
That loaded omelet.
Oh, it come in a bowl?
No. What? But it's a biscuit. Loaded omelet biscuit.
Oh, it's a biscuit.
Remember I told you I went up there, I just was working in the office.
Yeah,
like,
that sound good.
I went to Hardee's and I went to order the loaded omelet biscuit. I didn't even look at me. I was like, yeah, loaded omelet biscuit. They was like, we don't serve those anymore. I turned my head.
You talking about? I didn't even look at them.
Because I just knew I was going to get my biscuit. That was fun.
Was it limited edition? What
hell no. I've been eating that shit forever. But man, they took it out. So I'm like, bitch, I'm going to write a letter.
No, dead ass. Kaya did about Wawa stopped serving her favorite sandwich. And she was like, I didn't realize, she was like, she's really serious about food. Like, we played this game where I was like naming different restaurants and she tell me exactly her order, like what she gets from each restaurant. Like, okay. But yeah, she said she wrote like a letter, like an email maybe, asking them to like bring it back. And they said they took it away because it was like too popular. Nobody was getting their other sandwiches. So they were like, hey. I was like, you know this other stuff to sell, so no.
Get rid of the other sandwiches, hello.
Hello. Boss the rest of your menu up, sweetie. That's what you gotta do.
I don't remember how long it took them, but they actually brought the loaded omelet biscuit back, and I remember being so excited. I was like, bitch, they brought it back.
Oh, they always do.
Thank God. Because why y'all got rid of that? That shit got cheese, egg, sausage, ham, bacon. It's just...
All on a biscuit.
Oh. I saw you were going with that. God, that jump made me so happy.
Please tell the story, because you know I love this story about when you went to McDonald's. And they breakfast was like, usually it was like a 2 for something.
They always had a 2 for 4 during breakfast hours.
Which
I went up there and I'm getting my usual, my 2 for 4 sausage, egg, McMuffins, and a large sweet tea, please. So she looked at me and was like, oh, your total's like 8. I don't remember if she told me the total or she was just like, we don't do 2 for 4 no more. But either way, I was over here like, what you mean? So now I'm over here trying to not like a broke hoe and be like, we'll take off one of the biscuits because whatever. But I was like, no, fuck. Now I had to pay for all this shit. It was extra high. And I was like, oh my God, I feel so played. But I didn't want to be a broke bitch.
And you know what's so funny is I was at Dollar Tree the other day haggling over like a dollar card. And that was because I had exact change in my hand and I thought the cards were two for a dollar. And so she was like $1.61 and I'm like, I'm not going back outside for more change. Like, are they not? And she was like, well, no, because the big ones are like whatever, whatever. Oh, Christ. And she was like, well, I can make it 50 cents. I was like, thank you,
girl. Girl, I'm struggling.
I literally went in there with exact change. So bitch, we're going back outside.
It's always a blessing when somebody lies. Like, girl, I got a quarter right here. Look at you. God gonna bless you.
Or when the cashier be like, oh, you know, it's okay. I got it. Right, oh, thank you, girl.
Because we definitely do that like at Taco Bell and Walmart. Because some people, obviously, they'll keep the change. It'd be like 15 cents. They know the next person come up and they short 15 cents. Like, I got it.
No.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Go and know if you put it in your pocket, bitch. They're gonna get your ass over this 15 cents. Fuck y'all.
Maybe they will catch you stealing money from work. Items, maybe not. But money?
I was on TikTok. Somebody made one. I guess they was on like AP or something. Like, what is that shit called? When they, what is the shit called? People who watch the store.
Loss prevention.
Loss prevention. So they was like, it was a whole video of them catching people coming out of the store. Some people with shit in their hands. Some people with a whole basket full of stuff. But they would like stop them right at the door and make them turn around. I would be so embarrassed.
That is so embarrassing. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's not worth it.
Jesus.
Yeah, I can't imagine getting chased out of the Walmart because you're stealing.
Yeah, you're stealing. Some people look like they were stealing. One man, he had a case of like beer or something. All right, bitch. We know you ain't paying for that.
Okay, so what determines whether they check your, is it if you don't have a bag? If they check your receipt?
I guess so. Or if they, I guess maybe they know that you come from self-checkout or something.
But the Walmart on Collins Road is all self-checkout. There are no lines.
So I guess they need to check everybody. Because I be feeling weird about that too, because sometimes I got a big basket full of shit. Everything is in bags. But I still hold my receipt out just in case y'all want to look. Because I think if you got like water and big ass, like big shit, that's what they kind of
looking for. Yeah, because I walked out with like paper towels and he didn't check my receipts. And you don't get no bad paper. It was a big thing. So
I'm surprised he did it.
Awesome.
And when I used to work at Walmart, that's when they kind of first got hit to the self-checkout thing. And I remember it had a scale on it. And everything had a weight. So if you were still to scan
and
something.
And when I tell you that shit is not playing with us.
It was weight. But now I feel like when I go to scan shit, it let me put whatever down. It don't be like, oh, remove item from, it should be like, remove your item from the shopping cart, whatever. That shit don't do that no more.
Yeah. No, I don't, not
so
the
people
one.
Just be buzzing their shit or not buzzing shit, you know. And
Walmart got it. Y'all can take a little stealing.
Girl, that's a lot of stealing. Especially you got some of them where they all have, it's just all self-checkout. So Collins Road,
It's maybe like one line with a person. I'm thinking that's for like tobacco and alcohol or whatever. And even at the self-checkout, don't they like have people come up to approve, you know? So
it's
like maybe two lines and they're little. There ain't no conveyor belts.
And then Turner finally got like that. I think they got a couple like regular things down there, but most of it is a big old section of self-checkout. And I was like, are y'all sure about this?
I mean, I don't know because it's only been a little bit of time, but bitch, I like it. I don't want to talk to your ass anyway. Right. And I don't know
what y'all might try to prove by doing that though, because like, do y'all think it's going to make this faster? Or are y'all tired of us blaming y'all for the long line? So this looks like, okay, bitch, now it's on y'all.
But what I don't understand is Walmart, why are you building all the lines for only three of them to be open? Like, I cannot remember the last time.
It's a whole thing full of fucking lines.
When was the last time every single one of those were open? Even most of them. I have not seen
it. It'd be Black Friday. It's the only time you see all the lights on for every line.
And I just feel like, sis, that's unacceptable.
That's a pass for all my employees. It's the only time I've ever seen every fucking cash register open.
And then people be moving slow. People are not enthusiastic about working at Walmart. So it's not like they're in a rush to get you out of here super fast. You're going to be waiting in that line. I've always felt like self-checkout was faster. You know, my granny felt like.
But I think when you got going there with your whole basket full of groceries for the month or the week or whatever the case may be, and I got to check all this out.
But you know what? Pickup probably alleviates that. Alleviates people having to go in.
They are heavy with the pickup and delivery now. So they definitely are pushing that. So that probably do help.
Yeah.
But the bitch like me, I like to go inside the store. I've always been that type of girl. I like grocery shop in the store.
That's fair. Because some stuff don't be, you know, in stock online. And, you know, I can imagine wanting to see the items in store. But, you know, nothing's worse to me than to do. When the pandemic first started, they suspended pickup. And I had to go in there and, like, pay for my, like, get my groceries. I was like, oh, my God.
The ghetto.
Literally. Because everybody in here, there's nothing here. Because everybody buying up all the toilet paper. Buying up all the cleaning.
That shit was ridiculous. I'm talking about the toilet paper, bitch. What are we going through?
Because why toilet paper? paper. I didn't really understand.
Buy all the water. You know, make it make sense. Like, buy all the water. Like, it's hurricane season. Hurricane season, everybody take all the water.
Right.
What else? I can't think of nothing else.
And leave the Dasani.
Make it make sense. So, I got all these self-checkout lanes, and here we are all checking out and half-ass scanning our shit. Y'all know that.
Y'all know that.
But I guess.
You need the cameras help? Because we...
You gotta be, I'm trying to figure out if y'all got 10 people watching these cameras because you can't watch everybody. And I know you're gonna stop me for not scanning this bag of chips, bitch. I might really cuss your ass out and keep walking because at this point, just call the police. Follow me to my car, get a tag, and call the police. Oh, well, a bag of chips. Go to hell. I feel like some battles are just not worth it. And me, as asset protection, that's why I say AP, asset protection. I'm not chasing you about no bag of chips.
Definitely not.
That's why I'm not at AP. Because, again, I don't give a fuck. It's something they don't want me. I'm not going to do because I just don't give a fuck. And you can't make me. Like, you ain't seen them steal that bag of chips in the soda? Girl, well, you know, shit. I got $2 if y'all want to pay. Like, I don't know what you want me to do. I am not chasing the bitch down with chips.
Or no Doritos.
I'm not doing it. Call me when the bitch trying to steal a PS5. That's what I'm here for.
That's what you're talking for. The big shit. Right.
Girl.
Not no bag of chips.
AP, I remember they used to walk around out of there on their cell phones and back at the old Walmart we used to work at.
Oh, like they were a shopper?
Pretty much. Right. But you never had a grocery cart. You never, like, maybe you might have had a snack in your hand or you might have walked around with, like, a friend or, you know, another AP person. Uh-huh. But for the most part, y'all here every day. Like, somebody's going to be like, bitch, they always here. It was just one lady. She always come in to self-checkout. And they used to always tell us, watch out for her. Watch out for her. She's always have on her, like, workout gears and she just left the gym and shit. But she's always, I guess, maybe still... a couple items. Mm-hmm. So they kind of caught on to her. So every time she came in, they used to always come tip us off and stuff, check out, like, bitch, watch out. I don't know what y'all want me to do when I see she don't scan her tissue, but I mean, I'm watching, I guess. And the time I told you with self checkout back then, you if you scan or put down something that you did not scan, mm-hmm. that shit was not going to let you move no further. Which is why I don't understand why they changed that. Because that was a big, you know, thing.
And other stores, like Publix, they care. Like, I'll put my little, you know, my little Publix bag, the shopping bag that people take in there. Mm-hmm. That thing can't even weigh 2 ounces. And when I put that thing down, it knows.
Exactly.
And it will not let me keep going.
Publix will be like, what is this cheesecake you just sat here? Bitch, you didn't scan that. Take it off. No, try it again. Try to slide something like that. But Walmart used to do that. I'm like, why did it stop? Because now I feel like you can throw whatever the fuck over there.
Yeah, now that I mentioned
it. And it don't catch nothing. It's not a scale anymore.
You're right.
I'm like, why did y'all stop that?
I mean, again, but Walmart, how much stealing is it really? Because I think I've seen a statistic. I mean, I'm sure they lose millions because everybody is stealing.
Everybody.
But Walmart is worth billions of dollars. Like, do I really care?
If that's the case, give her your asset protection. Let's all walk up out of here. If that's the thing, you know what I mean. Jesus, fuck that.
But y'all can't expect people y'all pay, you know, $9 an hour to be chasing people down.
That part.
Over some damn concealer.
Also, if you got 10 items and you only scan 8 of them, bitch, I'm not chasing you out this store.
No.
Unless, like I said, it's a PS5, a TV, like big shit. They know what shit they're going to watch out for.
Which I feel like it's impossible. You got to really be, like, bold if you leave it there.
And people do it. You see girls running out the stores with baskets full of shit they ain't paid for. Low-key, you know how you all save y'all, like, Walmart bags and stuff, like, trash bags. Uh-huh. Imagine you took a whole bunch of them in the store and, like, you went to an aisle and, like, put everything in as if you just checked out.
Right.
And walked to the front. Because, like you said, sometimes they don't check if all your shit in the bag.
Does this, I don't even feel like the sensors work. Like, if you walk past, aren't they supposed
to? They only work for the shit they actually put, you know, electronic
stuff
shit
on. Okay.
And they ain't going to go off with no chips. And, you know, a piece of bread.
If I walk past the sensor, nothing happens. Like, what's going on?
Some of the little spiderweb things just put over, like, games and, of course, TVs and
definitely
shit.
I remember when Ulta started, like, tagging their big merchandise stuff, like their perfumes, because everybody came in to steal perfumes.
Oh, God. Are perfumes not, like, in a case or something?
No, they're open. Yeah, they're open and out. But they all have that. Or, like, palettes. They put it on, like, Anastasia palettes or, you know, like, expensive palettes or whatever. And if you pick the thing up, it'll just start beeping. If it's, like, it was just awful. It was so awful.
Oh, you like, off the shelf?
Yeah, like, because they were just so sensitive. I'm like, what are these little things? And they had, like, a little sticky. So if one started going off, you'd have to take it all the way to the front, put it in a little machine, get it to start beeping. And it's just like, oh, we'll just hold this at the front for you. And the whole time, they probably thinking, girl, I wanted to steal that. Like, why are you
trying to help?
And if you try to take it off, just rip it off, it'll go off.
I remember when I used to buy baby formula, it got to the point where they used to put the stuff in the case. And, you know, you can try to grab a couple of them. If you hold the case up for too long, the shit start dinging. I'm like, why is the alarm going off, bitch? I just try to grab 5 of these containers. Please stop. And they got the hair care locked the fuck up, too.
Definitely. When did that start? Do y'all hate us or what? We lock awesome. It up products.
Jesus Christ, lock it all up then. We just gotta wait for somebody to come. And then the fact that we gotta wait for someone to come over here and unlock
who I know
this
is
shit.
Also irritated that they have to come over and unlock this shit for you. I know they wish we could just get everybody else.
God. Speaking of Ulta, the girl did I make up on Friday, I think. She was using a lot of Juvia's place. So it's me. What shade is that? What was this? She let me take a picture of everything she used on my face.
Cute.
Because I've been talking about Juvia for the longest. I was like, bitch, they got everything.
You're glowing. Your skin looks great.
Bitch, I'm oily as shit. I'm going to wash my face.
Your skin looks good over here. Okay, Juvia's place.
I said, I'm going to try this stuff. So now I got all the pictures. I meant to go there yesterday before I went to Kayla because I want, you know, to have everything in the perfect shade and whatnot, but I didn't make it. I haven't been to Ulta in years.
Years?
Years. Oh, God. I don't know that's how I've been inside of Ulta.
Damn. So
it's probably a year.
Oh. So just like, girl, damn. I was in there a few weeks ago and they got a whole bunch of new shit now. Jesus. They expanded all the brands that were there and added some new brands. You know, Kim Kardashian is really trying to sell that makeup, and I commend her for that because I just feel like it's not taking off for sis.
Just let your sister do it.
Just let your sister do it and stick to Skims because I know everybody loves that shit.
Everybody loves that.
Everybody loves that. I'm like, okay, Kim Kardashian finally. Because I feel like even when the three of them had their makeup brand, that shit was not. It was not selling. I remember when they actually took it out of Ulta. Thank God, this is Chroma, please. This is truly taking up space.
But Ulta still does not have Fenty, right?
As long as no, still yeah. Sephora. Still a Sephora.
Remember when they got MAC? And I was like, bitch, okay.
I was very confused by that. Because the way people would come in, they'd be like, oh, do y'all sell MAC? I'd just be so confused because it's like only MAC sells MAC. And then when we started selling MAC, I'm like, huh? But you know what? Nordstrom sells MAC. Like, department stores sell MAC.
Right.
Not just MAC. So, I guess that makes sense.
It's me. I used to have, I don't even know if my rewards point, like the profile thing. I don't know if that's still, like, active. Because, you know, bitch, you don't be using your shit.
No, it is. They never let that shit go.
Okay.
They refuse.
I'm like, I don't know if I had a card for it. I don't know what I have. I'm going to have to go in there and be like, yeah, I've been here a while. Please, like,
they always ask for your phone number.
I don't know what phone number they have.
Oh, Jesus.
It's been a while, so, yeah.
I mean, they can look it up other ways, but that's the first thing. What's your phone number? Get out of my business.
Because I remember you saying if you buy perfume, you get a lot of points sometimes.
Definitely do.
And sometimes free gifts.
Mm-hmm.
I used to get the Ulta ad to my house. Like, that's how I remember.
I've been trying to get them to stop sending me that fucking ad.
Really?
I had to call corporate and be like, please stop sending me the ad. Because you can see it all online, girl. I don't know that magazine. Leave me alone.
And then I guess we used to want it for that coupon, but now it's all online.
As soon as you open the app, it's right there. That $350 is always there.
Fucking $350. But you can't use the $350 on the high-end.
Yeah, sale. Only on the drugstore side.
Which, I mean, $350. Let us use it on whatever the fuck. It's
$3. $3.50, girl. Off of $15. Please leave me alone.
That's so raggedy.
And ain't nothing on the other side even. Everything is over $15 over there. So, you know we go.
Well, you know we go cash out. I was going to say, do you remember how, do they do this every month or it's just like special months where they do like the month of steals or month of deals?
Yeah, the beauty steals.
Beauty steals.
It's like a couple times a year and then they have the 21 days of beauty, which I think is like.
So, do they have specific months for that or just kind of randomly throw it at us?
Don't let me lie to you. I feel like it might be the same month every year, like the same couple months every year, but that could be not true.
I remember them being on a roll. I don't remember what year it was, but I remember a whole week. I was like, bitch,
well, the 21 Days of Beauty.
All of
yes.
That was it.
That is a good reason to have the magazine because it lays it all out for you.
I remember I got the Anastasia, like the brow pencils.
For half off.
The MAC Fix Plus Spray. There was a whole bunch of shit. I was like, bitch, I gotta go back tomorrow. Great, I gotta come back again.
That's, well, no, you can buy them online, too. Which I really like. Every store is doing buy online and pick up at the store. And thank y'all for that.
I need to pick up. I do want to try to go grocery delivery. I'm scared, but I also want to try it.
Because a lot of what prevents people from buying stuff online is fees for delivery, shipping costs. Yeah, so the fact that you could just buy it online and pick it up tomorrow, thank. And I don't have to go in the store and like look for the shit. Like,
and you don't do the delivery; you just go pick it up.
I have to go pick it up, and they come outside, put it in your car, and you just drive off.
I know that Jersey was saying the delivery was free too. You thought about trying it?
Delivery is free because it was always said. Every time I saw it was always $10 extra. Oh, you know what? They got a subscription thing to where you can like sign up for like a certain amount of month and you can get delivery for free. Done delivery like maybe twice, and that man carried it. Every single, because for whatever reason, they ain't trying to go back up and down.
Hell, one trip, no second trips. I'm not mad at that.
He carried every bag up there.
So buy a lot of shit. So I'm like, ooh, I don't know how y'all gonna do it. At least you ain't gotta come. Well, I guess I do got stairs up to my porch, but Jesus Christ, imagine having to deliver somebody's shit they live on the 50th floor of a penthouse or some shit. Who knows?
Because them apartments that be three in staircases. No thanks.
Yeah, I'm gonna be down here with y'all people. Y'all figure this out. Because at some point, bitch, we gotta have limits, and I'm not doing all of that.
Or you at least need to, imagine not knowing that. Can you need to at least say that? Put that in the special instructions or something, please.
The event we did yesterday, there apparently there were stairs. And we were like, bitch, oh God. And I go to look at my phone after we done already got all the stuff up there. She's like, oh, I forgot to tell y'all about the stairs. I was like, oh God. She tried to tell us, but again, like, I looked at it after we was done. Which we had no choice, we had to go up the stairs.
Is how heavy is
it? I'm not picking that shit up. So you don't even know. I'll slide, you know, like, I can, like, move it back and forth if I'm sliding across the floor, but bitch, pick that shit up? I think not. I've rolled it before. That was real lazy of me, but I did that shit.
Whatever works.
That's why we keep our uncle right there with us, because bitch, I can't do it.
I need the muscle.
Child, they started fighting at that event on Friday. No.
What event?
The one at South Beach, the brunch.
Oh.
It was some guys that started fighting. But, I mean, they kept the party going or whatever. Okay. It's me. Apparently, they was fighting by the bar. So, a whole bunch of shit just started hitting the ground. Kim, I was like, oh, bitch, they shooting. It's Kitty. Come on. She was like, hey, shooting, come on. I was like, oh, my God. It's me. Mama, just get down. Get down. She's like, Money, they are not shooting. Come, get over here. We trying to go behind the bar. And next thing, I'm glad she grabbed me when she did. Because, like I said, I'm trying to duck down. So if I would have stayed ducked out over in our little kitty booth corner, by the time I came back, we came back after it all was over. It was a whole bunch of glass on the ground. So we're like, what the fuck happened? Somebody posted a video, like, from the other side of the club. They posted a video. Mm-hmm. You could see somebody threw a whole bottle. And apparently that shit landed way in the corner by the kitty booth. Because we was like, damn, where this glass came from? Oh. If I would have stayed over in that corner, bitch, I could have got hit by a bottle.
Oh, God.
I didn't sign up for this. Very ghetto.
Very recommend. Ghetto. 0 out of 10, do not recommend.
Because y'all trying to take me out. Just say that.
Kidding, talking about,
well,
they are not shooting.
Yeah, not shooting. Get up, come on over here. That shit was funny, but I was like, bitch, I did not sign up for this.
Oh my God.
Y'all should be shopping at her everything.
What? See, y'all had beef at that way. Y'all should have been beefing at that way. Why would you bring it to somebody else's club?
And we was having a good time.
You seen that video? It was a fight at somebody's wedding, and it was like, at least they was beefing at that way.
That's funny.
But if you fight at my wedding,
I'm gonna beat your ass.
Arrested.
How dare you? Call the police.
Because ain't nothing.
Speaking of weddings, I'm gonna be very clear that I am not gonna play about the dress code.
That's fair.
If the bride and the bridesmaids and the fucking groom and the groom, if they're all wearing fucking tux and gowns and shit, why the fuck would you come here casual?
Don't come here with no jeans.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
And listen, it makes sense. Because I was looking at somebody's, I think it was somebody's wedding on Twitter, and I was like, wow, everybody is dressed, like, so nice. But it was a nice-ass wedding. Don't come in here. If you don't want to follow dress code, that's fine. Don't come.
I'm just putting my invitation. Dress the fuck up. You put formal on there, and people be like, oh, formal.
What do you mean by formal?
Girl, exactly. I don't want you to have no fucking questions. Dress the fuck up. Use the opportunity to, like, really push your limits.
Show
as far
up
as you can.
Show out.
Yes.
Because you mean like prom formal, or are you what you thinking?
Bitch, I want y'all to be glammed the fuck up at my wedding. I want y'all to be glammed. Full glam. I mean, cause y'all, you could try to outdo me, but you know, bitch, you can. Bitch, when Portia showed up to motherfucking Cynthia wedding, bitch, I was like, oh, well, you know.
Wait, what she had on?
She was better than Cynthia. But you can't help the way you look, but at the same time, it's like, God damn.
And Cynthia's a very beautiful lady. And well,
more so her outfit looked better. Okay. That's what I'm getting at.
Well, so what did her? I mean, and I remember seeing. I think
I really like the black dress.
Portia
Cynthia wedding. It was very nice. But I just want people to really be like dressed up because we're gonna have a camera crew. I'm gonna have people recording. Bitch, you gonna be on this camera?
Also, I don't really like Cynthia's dress. Now I think about it, and Portia's dress is cute.
It's a stunning ass dress. I'm like, oh shit, she ain't gonna play.
Well,
but I feel like you should definitely dress up at a wedding. And yeah. Most people, I'd be looking for reasons to dress up.
Yeah.
And a wedding would be the perfect fucking occasion, bitch. Glam.
And this is like formal. This is getting prom.
A little mini prom. You know? And like I said, if the bride is wearing this beautiful gown and everybody dressed up, don't come here with no casual wear. That's not what this is. No,
this isn't daytime, outside, backyard wedding, please. And honestly, how many times do you get, I feel like prom is the only time, prom and your wedding is the only time you get to dress formally. I mean, unless you're famous. unless you're an important bitch, that's the only two times.
I want to have a color scheme, but then that's going to confuse more people. It's like, oh, what does she mean wear champagne? You know what I mean?
And that bothers me. I don't like when people say wear a certain color and people come in with every shade of that color. That really gets...
Unless it's like a 26 shades of pink type of event, then I can take it.
But if I say wear red, don't come in here with no maroon shirt. Like, I just feel like...
Because you just said, fuck it. I blend in. No, you will actually stand out.
Well, this red, ain't it?
If you have to ask, you know you're not right. Just stop it. So I'm trying to keep away from it. And just some people, they feel like, well, I don't have nothing like that. I guess I can't go. So I'm trying to just, I don't want to just wear whatever, but I just need you to dress the fuck up. Please.
Y'all better get a new outfit and stop playing games. But then some people don't really want to get a new outfit for your event. Like, girl, yeah. Please.
And that's why I said my wedding is going to be small and fucking grand. So I know the people that are coming, bitch, you saw and you know what the fuck I mean when I said what I said. Ain't no confusion.
Ain't no confusion.
Because it should be nobody that wouldn't understand what the fuck Monique meant when she said dress the fuck up.
Yeah.
So that's why I can't wait to have a wedding so I can, again, have it really small and really fucking grand. Because like I said, I want it to be a fucking experience. And I, you know how that, what that fucking Tyler Perry movie was.
Was it?
Fell and Reunion, I think.
Oh, it was. Yeah, because they had, it was supposed to be one sister's wedding and it ended up being the other sister's wedding.
And, you know, everybody walked in and it was just like, bitch.
It was. And it wasn't huge. But it was so over the top.
It was so over the top.
Angels.
Playing. People in the fucking sky.
Suspended from the ceiling.
But I guarantee if that was a real wedding, people who went there, they would never fucking forget shit like that.
Definitely not.
So that's how I want my shit to be. I want it to be unforgettable. It ain't got to be a 50 million people in this bitch. That's one thing I don't want.
Oh my god! When you have a wedding and you don't even talk to everybody that came to the wedding,
there's no point.
But you pay for them to eat at this wedding.
I'm not doing that. I want the people there that I talk to on a regular basis.
Yes, who actually care about my union, not bitches I went to college with. Not no shade.
No shade at all. It's unnecessary.
People who know us well, intimately.
And like I said, I'm going to have a videographer at this point. You know, so everything, everybody do that more so recently. So you can still record it and you can put it out there for people who missed it.
Oh, wedding videos.
So people can go live and shit. You know what I mean? They just find ways. But I don't need a number. I don't know a number yet. My first mind say 100 because, you know, 50-50. But I can think of 50 people in 5 seconds. So
God, I didn't hear 100. I'd be like, 100? But, like, that number builds so quickly, especially in the black community, because everybody got 50 million cousins. Everybody got brothers and sisters. So, and then everybody want a plus one. Can I bring my such and such? No. Oh, it's going to be so hard to narrow it down. Like, I'm actually really nervous about that moment.
My thing is, when it comes to plus ones, does everybody get one? Or do you be like, Kim, you can have a plus one?
You know what? When people send out wedding invitations, they usually, if they know, obviously they know the people. So they know, okay, I know you're married. So I'm going to invite you and, you know, your husband.
Okay.
Or you and your family. No children.
I bring a plus one. I was like, girl, who? But no, I ain't got one. But she, it definitely did ask on the invitation. I was wondering how that worked.
But some people, you don't know if they're, you know, they might be dating, you know, they might not want to come to a wedding alone. Some most people want to date. True. So I think it's fair to get a plus one.
I stepped alone. I was hoping I'd find me a date on the way out. But, you know, I had things to do. So that didn't work out the way I wanted it to. It's cool. Dead as I thought somebody was going to be there that wasn't there. So that's another why I was ready to, like, really step. Mm-hmm. But that didn't work out either. So just, there we go. Oh, damn. Weddings, so beautiful. I think we're doing a wedding in November.
I'm feeling the photo booths at events and things of that nature. We always, listen, we ain't never had nothing like this. Because wasn't no photo booth in my damn graduation party, but okay.
At the very least, you might get a backdrop and you might get a photographer to like stand there and take the pictures. But
or you might have some. You might have your auntie with a camera walking around taking photos of the party.
Remember how Yana had the man with the taking pictures stuff? I was telling my mom about that before I even got there. And I was like, that's something we should look into.
Tay had that at her wedding too in 2019. Nice.
They got one that's called like a mirror situation. It's literally a whole mirror, but it takes your pictures the same way like the guy did. And then one girl was like, that shit was real nice. I want y'all to get that.
Yes. Yes. And thanks to the line.
And that's one of the things you could just drop off at somebody's party. But I noticed the man was there, I guess, because he was the one printing the pictures.
They do have to, print the souvenirs.
Okay.
So, and it was a couple.
He had to be there, or he just preferred, or?
I mean, probably had to be there, because you don't want random people working your equipment.
Exactly. That's what I say all the time. So I was like, just drop it through. You can drop 360. Oh, bitch, no, I cannot. So
then I'll break my shit. What am I doing?
That's before we even got it. It was this guy, a friend of mine. He was like, yeah, you can drop that shit off. People can work it. No. This is over $5,000 equipment. Have you lost your whole mind?
Right.
No, but you can just show them how to use it.
No.
And so the other girl, not the other girl, but it's another photo company business. They dropped their like thing off, not the 360, but like the little thing that stand up. You just take a picture of it. And the girl who had it at her birthday party, the all white party I went to, they had it. And I noticed it wasn't no photo booth attended. But I also didn't print out the actual photo. It just sent it to your phone.
So what happens if it, like, malfunctions? Like, what?
Unplug it, plug back in. You know.
See, and that's where shit get a little shifty. Because then you got people touching your stuff. They don't know what they're doing. I don't know. Now that I think about it, dropping equipment off might not be.
The one that I saw, one of them, it, like, runs off an iPad. You literally, gives you a frame, but you pretty much you can stick an iPad in it or some type of, I'm going to say, tablet or whatever. And, you know, you open up the app, and that's when people can, like, press it and put the filters and put mm-hmm. their email and their phone number. So it seems pretty user-friendly, but you got to think everybody don't have Apple. Kitty. Some people have Android, so they might walk up to it. They don't know what they're doing and whatnot. But you own the app, so I'm assuming it's a user-friendly app.
Yeah.
We didn't have no problems, but then a younger crowd versus an older crowd. It can go either way.
Baby, the way that shit is night and day, the way the older folk and the younger folk use technology.
That would be nice. But what was funny was some people who have the little stand-up, standing-on camera, mm-hmm. they charge the same thing that people who have the 360 photo booth charge. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying over here, wait a minute now. Because in my mind, like I said, you leave it there and it stands.
Is it the tactile souvenir portion of it?
The one we did at the All White Party didn't even have a thing where you could print it out. So that's another thing I thought about. It depends on if you want printed out photos yeah. or do you not want it? Because that's probably like,
because the whole add-on. Point, I mean, the stick for me, the standalone photo means nothing if I can't walk out of here with the, like, with the actual that's pictures true. In my hand.
That's what we feel like, because you can send it right to your phone. Okay. That's the whole point. You can send it right to your phone after.
Okay.
That's what it was. It was just leave it there by itself without having to print out nothing. Yeah, more places at once. Yeah, just book this instead. Or you feel like the 360 is a little too much out of your budget. How about this option?
You just want something traditional? How about that?
Go for it.
Well, events on events on events. Booked and busy. Get into it.
I'm literally in uniform right now, y'all.
Yeah, yes.
I feel like I have to be at 11:30. That sounds about right.
Yep. And I thought I had to be somewhere at 11, but Kira pushed it back to 2. So thank Jesus. Thank you, God. Because that really...
She was at XO last night.
She told me she was going to see you. And I was like... I thought... She was like... So y'all, you had an event there?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was like, oh, the kitty boo gonna be out there? She was like, what? How you gonna see? What y'all doing up there? She ain't catch on, but I'm like, okay. Cute. She was at the house yesterday making treats for Nyla's half birthday. Did you celebrate Camille's half birthday?
No, that wasn't really a thing.
Oh, you could celebrate my girl's half birthday.
It's so funny how a lot of things are. I feel like it was a thing, but it wasn't like as grand as people make it now.
Yeah, because I see a lot of people like at least post their baby, you know, for their half, for their 6 months.
I definitely did the thing where I took a picture of her each month with like a little sticker thing.
So you did?
I have that. I didn't throw
it. I don't have that. Shame on you.
Find them all.
Gotta
find them all
together. What happened to your photo album? What happened to your photo album project, Mo?
It came to a standstill because I remember
didn't have a printer.
Figure out if I wanted to print them all out myself or go to Walmart and print them.
No, you should have printed them out yourself. I feel like
you would have got weigh the options, well, the pros and cons.
Yeah,
because if I do it myself, then I got to buy a machine, true. And then I got to buy the ink or the paper or whatever the case.
But I feel like you would have made good use out of a printer.
What I was gonna do, I was gonna try to catch myself up, like going to Walmart and just like print out, like go print crazy, mm-hmm. and then when I finally caught up, get my own so I could just do it myself.
How much would it would it have cost you to print all those photos from Walmart? Because if it's the same as a printer.
It wasn't. I don't remember it being that expensive. Low-key, I used to like print and not just pay. But, you know, there's that. I think they changed the system up. That was a long time ago. Mm. I had to go in there and play with it and see.
This is like a self-service kind of situation?
Yeah.
Okay. Never printed that one.
Print all your shit and they give you a little ticket so you go to the front, you pay.
Okay. But...
And once I get caught up, that was the original plan. Once you get caught up, then, you know, go back in with your own printer. Because I wanted my own for the longest.
Mm-hmm. You were really looking into it, too. On Best Buy, like, every day.
That's my ADHD, bitch. I'd be so excited about something. And I'm like, oh, yep, that was fun. The other day, I called you about the photo shoot. I had so many ideas lined up. And I still have them. But, again, I was so hyped that day. But now I'm just like, yeah. It was going to come with them.
Yay! Oh my gosh, you look so empowered. That's what that was, an empowered.
I'm a million Grey's Anatomy.
You were reading my mind. Which, low-key, started doing it, and she was right.
She was
absolutely right. Like, I can do anything.
They brought everybody back, but Yang. I'm trying to figure out, what have I missed? Did I miss all? Jackson left. What happened after Jackson left?
I don't know, because I
Maggie's
missed...
supposed to get married, but her husband went to jail or something?
Jail?
He got pulled over.
That's why I ain't been watching Grey's Anatomy. I'm tired. I don't want to see that shit. I just don't. Like, I didn't even watch. Once they, because I watched, like, the first half of the COVID season. But once they, like, you know, they do that little mid-season break or whatever. After they came back from that, I did not watch that shit.
That's what I think was the last thing I remember seeing on the episode. Was that, like, the final, I guess it was the last of the season. Jackson had left. And I guess he got back with April. And they moved together.
Okay, I did see a scene about that.
Yeah. But I think it's like the last thing I remember.
See, Grey's Anatomy is so different. Who is it? I don't even recognize her anymore.
Bring back Yang. Just give me a Yang special. Maybe she don't want to record with the rest of y'all, but just going over there to her cardiac hospital.
They asked that lady again. They asked her again. You know, the Grey's Anatomy fan. Because they were talking about how they brought everybody back. And so they were kind of like asking her about it. And she was like, you know, I think it's great that everybody connects with the show. But I've moved on.
At the very least, just do a voice situation where they can act like you on the phone with her. We can hear your voice, bitch. Damn. Get $1 million for it, bitch. You don't want money?
Y'all can at least pull old archives. Because I need something. All that talking on the phone. Christina. We know that it's not Christina. Please.
And now in 2021, act like she on FaceTime. At least she can do a video, like literally just recording herself. Like, hey, there. That's all we need.
That lady said, I don't give a fuck about y'all Grey's Anatomy. Leave me alone. Baby. She said, I'm on Killing Eve. You can watch that. And I think that's cute. But girl, no. I can't do that. So I haven't watched Grey's Anatomy since.
God don't like ugly, yang. Many other shit will prosper until you do right by us. Because I love watching it.
Don't be putting that on that lady. She also talked about...
She put that on herself.
The Asian. She was like, they didn't really write the Asian character the way I wanted to. It just didn't give what it needed to give. And I was like,
I wonder what else she wanted. Shit, they made you the smartest. Just saying.
They also made her a bitch.
Well.
Christina was awful.
Add some like razzle-dazzle to your character.
Definitely did. Christina was cutthroat as hell.
Oh, in the beginning, she was everything to me.
She was everything to me. And that said a lot. Oh, God. What the fuck? Christina was... When y'all and Amaya started watching it, they hated her. And honestly, I was like, y'all hate Christina? I live. What do you mean?
That bitch was everything. From episode one, I was like, bitch, she is a bad bitch.
Mom said, I didn't come here to play with y'all. I came here to do surgery.
Now, remember when they did the little, I don't want to call it a crossover episode, but the one where they all, like, switch roles? Meredith and Alex were going to get married, and Alex
was missing that, Ava. Like, alternate universe episode?
And Christina was still a bitch.
She was. She was.
I was like, okay, fine. I guess we'll go with that. But I guess she was a bitch who wasn't their friend at all, for real.
She was also, like, one of the best actors on that show. She was great.
Every scene she cried in, bitch, I felt it.
I felt that shit. Every time she got angry, I felt it. Them relationships, listen.
Used to eat her alive.
My favorite Yang scene is when she threw that bowl of cereal in his face. When I tell you, I said.
Because he cheated, right?
Yes, and he came to, like, sit across from her, like, they were cool or whatever. She was, like, eating her bowl of cereal, trying to mind her business, and I guess he was tired of being, like, shut out, tired of being kicked out of the house. That nigga came in, sat down across from her, and just started, I forget what that nigga started doing, and she looked at him, and she shoved that bowl in his face. When I tell you, I've never been so shook in my life.
Right.
I was like, this is quality motherfucking television, okay?
Okay. Christina went through a lot.
She did.
We went to plane. The whole plane crash thing, that fucked up everybody.
Even the people that weren't on the plane.
Because they had to suffer along with everybody who was. It was just so much. I remember Yang, she was didn't want to fucking talk or
yeah, whatever. She was. She was mute for a while.
Hell yeah.
Ooh, after Derek got shot.
Ugh.
Mama didn't even want to. Ooh. Christine, what was she doing, like, on a boat? Derek was, like, on a boat.
I remember she was trying to go back in the OR, and then, like, a tray had hit the floor. She, like, hit the deck and, like, was frozen. Because she was thinking it was, right, not ready to watch it. This is why we watch it over again. So many great things.
And it's so long, bitch, be there forever.
They can literally go on with that show for years, mainly because, first of all, it's about a hospital. People get sick every day. Like, you can come up with a million and one storyline.
And until Meredith dies, there's really no reason to stop this.
Please don't kill Meredith off this show. I will swear to God.
I'm the actress.
Beat your ass.
I mean, the characters. That lady, Shauna said she was, like, surprised every time that lady would, like, come back and be like, so what are we doing next? Because, you know, most people want to be like, all right, I'm done with this. I don't want to do this anymore. But she really, like, has no problems playing Meredith Grey, and I'm here for it.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Thank you so much, sis. And Mama is fucking paid. She ain't got to do nothing else for the rest of her days. She is so paid.
That's why I'll be gung-ho. All right, bitch, when y'all want to start? I saw, like, Maggie was by the trailer, and she was like, and that start season. She was saying something about season 18. I was like, bitch, okay.
Season 18, ho. And they added so many people along the way, because Maggie, who was that?
I told you I was not feeling the whole Maggie and Jackson thing. I was like, I'm so glad they got rid of that.
Okay, so explain this to me. Why did y'all hate Jackson and Maggie?
I just wasn't. It wasn't giving what it was supposed to give.
They didn't really have that much chemistry.
They definitely came off as brother and sister. Especially once the... first of all, y'all. Yeah. It was just...
Oh, once their parents started... And their parents were already married when they started dating. Y'all parents are married. First of all, that was Maggie's father. I don't know why, but that storyline really tripped me out. Like, that was...
I thought they didn't really dig deeper into it as if I wanted them to.
Bitch, if I was married, I'd have been like, pardon? This is my... And Ellis Gray is my mama? And this is my sister? And now you live in my house?
I love poor Amelia. Oh, Amelia.
Amelia is so broken up.
Jesus Christ.
She has been through so much. My girl, she's another good actress on that show. I think every time she be having an emotional scene, I be like, feel you, girl. A little bit. Mama got off the drugs.
Did we finally get rid of Joe? Is Joe still there?
It's, I don't know. Is Joe still there? Yeah. She was dating Jackson for a while, I feel like.
Yeah, they started to be like sex buddies or something. Which, y'all try to find a reason to keep this bitch. Get rid of her. Get rid of her.
Why does she have to leave just because Alex wanted to leave? Why she got to lose her job, too?
They should have let her leave when she got sad. It should have been like one of those, oh, I'm so sad. I can't function here. Everything here reminds me of him. I have
Mama
to go.
Mama got bills to pay, okay? She ain't trying to leave her as an enemy. Just because your ass decides so you want to go do something else. Honestly, that storyline was trash. And after that, I really never watched Grey's the same.
It was like, Alex, you just left because what you ran into Izzy?
And her kids? That are not his, your kids. Oh, okay. You don't know them fucking kids.
That's more so the reason why he wanted to stay, of course. But still, it's Izzy, like, is this really what
Izzy
Stevens, we're doing?
That's what y'all trying to play after that whole season. Because the season before that, they got married and had that whole laugh. And then the whole, I love you, Joe. I love you, Alex. And he left her for Izzy. I'm supposed to believe that. That's what I'm supposed to believe.
It's giving power with Ghost, Angela, and fucking Tasha. Because Alex, you clearly still loved Izzy.
Did
you know what I mean?
I feel like anybody thought about Izzy in years. At least Tasha and all and go and
Alice was broken up about it for a minute though.
For a minute, but after Joe came along, who the fuck is Izzy?
Until you run into that bitch again.
Fuck her.
Until he ran up into her ass again.
Oh my god, that bitch could go to hell.
You didn't love that bitch enough. You wrote her like a note or a letter or something. You didn't even love her enough to be like, yeah, bitch.
He only felt that way because she had cancer. Fuck her. Fuck Izzy.
I was saying he didn't.
He wrote her a note. Couldn't even tell her to her face.
You couldn't even tell Joe to her face. That lets me know, bitch, you didn't give a fuck
and
about
she didn't
me.
Know. She was calling him like, Alex, where are you?
That's her whole husband, bitch. She didn't know who he was. That's right there, bitch. You sat there and saw Izzy. You didn't give a fuck about me no more. You just was like, well, fuck her. She'll figure it out. I'm going to go kill you. Where's the return postage? Where do I go? He tried her. And they didn't really dig into that other than her being sad. But I was just like, your husband left.
They was around there calling her like Joe Kariff. Like her, she's been called Dr. Kariff. Please, please. If y'all could have killed Alex, I would have preferred that over he just left Joe for Izzy. Absolutely the fuck not.
Alex, go
away. All that shit she had to endure from Meredith, only for the nigga to leave her. I would have been so annoyed. Ugh.
Y'all, we love that show. Watch Grey's Anatomy.
Yes,
that beginning to the end, through and through. It's great stuff.
Cause I miss the OGs. Addison, Burke.
Addison.
OG Miranda.
They really tried to call themselves working it out, huh, Derek?
I lived for Addison. I really didn't know what it was about that. Cause the way she stepped onto the scene was very much bad bitch.
It
and
was.
Meredith was like, who is this?
Fucking flustered.
Oh, you must be the woman sleeping with my husband. I said,
And she didn't know that man was married at all.
She
nothing.
Because
to him, lay in her face real bad.
But the thing is, it's like to him, he kind of wasn't like he don't want to be with that bitch no more. If it was his choice,
but you could at least say, bitch, I got a lot going on.
You could have. He was trying to run. That nigga ran from.
He literally did.
New York to Seattle and pretended like you ain't have a wife and a family back
you
home.
You started a whole new life.
Literally
at a whole hospital.
Literally,
and he was still a fucking what the shit called with the blue scrubs? What was he?
An attending.
He was still an attending.
Mm-hmm.
Derek been attending since the show started. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
You had more than time. How long were they separated? Derek. See, now I gotta go back and watch it. Like I said, he left New York. How long was his ass gone before she decided to pop up and finally come
that
get his
That is a good
ass?
Question. Was it a year?
You just came to come get your husband?
And Derek Chubb didn't get a job anywhere, so I knew he was just walked right in and was like, yeah, I work here now, so.
Scrub, please.
Blue scrub me, please.
It's just the way she came in. Was
oh,
like,
Meredith.
Were you looking for him and you just found him here at this hospital? Like, how did that work out?
Meredith.
She was so shaken.
She met him at a bar.
I remember. But just, bitch, you couldn't tell me. You had a lot going on.
Yeah.
Falling in
I
love.
Mean, Derek was trying to escape his troubles.
Love
I really.
Me. Choose me.
Somebody was like, what was the worst, like, pick me moment that I've seen on TV? And it was that one. Because she literally said, pick me. And I was like, okay. Pick me.
Bitch, all the time, Meredith almost died. I forget about that. The bitch drowned.
Did.
That shit had everybody. Yang, I remember Yang, like, walked to the door. She was like, oh, no. And, like, walked away.
Oh, yeah. She didn't want to even. Yes. Yeah.
I'm not gonna watch that.
Yes. Wow. Mm. So powerful
many,
moments.
So many good. The fucking bomb episode.
Ooh, child.
So, Amanda, you just like.
Amanda was sadistic. Yeah, she was. She had a lot going on. Because Mama could swim and just decided not to. If you hate your life, just say that.
Just say that.
I think she was saying that, though.
She was. She said it without saying it. Almost died. I was lost there.
Child, Derek loved him some air that he could not take.
He was in the goddamn hallway freaking the fuck out.
Yeah.
Even Blaming Addison her- was like, where is he or something like that? They all knew. Listen, I gotta watch that episode when Meredith drowned because the emotion on Derek and Yang's face, like that just, ooh.
Dang, I really forgot about that moment where she looked in and she was like, nope, not for me.
And like walked away.
Gotta go.
I don't remember where she went, but she was like, yeah, no. Nope.
I love how they pretend that these are the only doctors in this hospital.
Because
why is everybody that knows and like is actually friends with Meredith? Why are all y'all working on her? Shouldn't this be someone else?
Rules apply to Meredith Grey.
Y'all are all family in this bitch. So what's going on? What's tea here?
Because nobody in that room should have been working on her.
No. Everybody loved her.
But I guess they technically weren't real family, but it, I don't know.
Richard definitely should have been in the damn room. Get out.
You're like her daddy. You know it. We all know it. I like that Bailey had to lose her. Was a girl, right?
Oh, she did. She lost a child.
She lost a baby. Warren.
Yes.
Because remember her and Amelia was pregnant at the same time.
Yes.
And she was like, she never went and got like an ultrasound and shit or something like that.
Oh, Amelia had her baby.
It was Amelia. Amelia had her baby. But when they was talking to Bailey, was, I guess, always getting her checkups and stuff. Amelia was like, yeah, I haven't checked yet. I don't know what's really going on.
Yeah, because she was scared.
Right. Yeah. And it kind of find out everything just flipped. Bailey was the one who lost the baby.
And Amelia's baby was totally fine.
Right. And she had never checked on it.
Bailey's been through a lot too, child. The OCD.
That shit feel like, I really feel like that came, because again, I guess she had affected those patients.
Yes.
So that made her feel like, what, disgusted with herself? Yeah. And that's kind of where that came from. That is crazy.
Child had Bailey in the OR freaking out. Somebody save my girl.
So many good episodes. Again, we can go about that all day.
Yeah, we can.
It's me gonna squeeze a nap in because, yeah.
Speaking of just go get ready.
Nice talking to y'all.
Yeah. Mo's going to sit here and nap for a second. I'm going to do the outro. Follow us on Instagram at Even Exchange Podcast. On Twitter, we're The Even Exchange. On Instagram, I'm Kimberly Latrice. Mo's Hey Pretty Lady _. And that's all we have. Bye.